أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to an objection made by the mushrikeen and the disbelievers, the enemies of Islam, who object that why is it that the Muslims are weaker in terms of their positions in the world, in terms of the wealth that they have, and why is it that we are given might and we are given power, we are given wealth? Does this not mean that we are superior to the Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them of previous nations and generations who were far more powerful than them and who possessed much more than what they had possessed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. And this is a reminder for the believers that we should never feel that our strength, our power, and our superiority lie in the material things of this world. We gain our strength from Allah. The stronger our reliance on Allah, the stronger our commitment to the deen of Allah, the more we are helping the cause of Islam and the upliftment of deen in our lives, in our homes, in our communities, that will be a source of strength for us. And that is a source of power. And history has proven this over and over again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next ayah, ayah number 76, says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are guided on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them excel in guidance. This is the point. If you are guided, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does He reward you? One is material benefits and material things might come your way, it might not come your way. But the important thing for you as a believer is that if I am guided, the greatest reward that I can receive from Allah is to excel in my guidance. You are growing that way. That is your source of superiority. Another misconception that believers might have is that if I become loyal to Allah, and if I become a good Muslim, and if I change my life and bring about a transformation, then I will excel in worldly things. You might, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might allow you to excel in worldly things, but that's not the objective of guidance. The objective of guidance is so that Allah may allow you to excel in that guidance and to grow from one level to another level in that very guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. That is a source of superiority for the guided ones. Allah says, وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ هُدَىٰ. And Allah then gives us a method whereby we may remain guided and through which we may excel in our guidance and thereby earn superiority in the court of Allah. وَالْبَاقِيَاتَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. بَاقِيَاتَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, we spoke of its interpretation in Surah Al-Kahf, the preceding surah. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, al-baqiyat al-salihat. Now, there were different interpretations given for al-baqiyat al-salihat. The literal meaning of al-baqiyat al-salihat means everlasting virtues. Everlasting virtues. Everlasting acts of righteousness. Meaning acts of righteousness, acts of virtue that last forever. Over there were a few different meanings or a few different interpretations. What does al-baqiyat al-salihat refer to? The most popular interpretation of al-baqiyat al-salihat is every act of piety. Why? Because every act of piety that one performs, it's an everlasting investment. Unlike sin, when one commits a sin, that sin can be erased through tawbah, and the sin can be erased through the performance of good deeds. In al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat, Allah says that hasanat, good deeds that you perform, erases the effects of evil deeds. But acts of piety and righteousness, they are baqiyat, they remain forever, everlasting. So Allah says, that's what you need to concentrate on. Yes, you need to work, you need to earn, you need to save, you need to accumulate, but that's not primary. Al-baqiyat as-salihat, again, this is the method that we will use to remain guided and to excel in guidance. Allah says, keep on accumulating these, primarily. Everlasting acts of righteousness and piety, every opportunity that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, accumulate, accumulate, collect, earn, earn, earn. Because these are everlasting, Allah says, خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. All these everlasting acts of virtue, Allah says, are far better in the court of your Rabb. Thawaban, in as far as reward is concerned, in respect of reward, there's nothing more rewarding. And you see the benefit in this dunya, but the bulk of the return, you will see it in akhirah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. With your Rabb, these baqiyat as-salihat are far better in terms of the reward that you will get in exchange for performing them. وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدَّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they are far better in the return. The maradda, what the outcome will be. The outcome will be far more better than accumulating anything else. May Allah grant us them.